Tomorrow, as we know, we will have a commemoration for Asara B'Teves, which really is part of the Arba Taniyos that commemorate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a very important day, but a shaila that I got this past week was if a chassan who got married last night, Sunday evening, has his Shever Brachos that overlap with one of the Dalet Somos, which is pretty natural that that's going to happen. The question that was raised was, would he and the Kala have to fast on Asara B'Teves, or do you say that since they're in the middle of the week of Shever Brachos, which is a very celebratory time for them, perhaps they are not obligated to observe the public fast day of Tzom Gedalia, or that would be for Asara B'Teves, any of the Dalet Taniyos that we describe. So let's first begin by giving a little bit of background about Shever Brachos and the origin of Shever Brachos, and then we'll segue into the particular discussion about Asara B'Teves, which comes out to be tomorrow in our calendar. So the Yerushalmi Maseches Ksubos tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who instituted Shever Brachos for a chassan and kala, and the point was that they should be misameach zu bazu, that they should have an opportunity to be focused solely on one another, and they should give great joy from one to the other. That is what the Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Ksubos. Some say that it goes all the way back way before Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say that it goes all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, because as we know, Yaakov marries Rachel after he already had married Leah, and after he realizes that he was tricked, so his father-in-law comes and says, you know, let's make a deal, I'll be willing to give you Rachel as well. And Yaakov's response is, Malei Shavuazos, let's first finish up this week of my being with Leah, and then I'll go and marry Rachel. So why was it necessary for him to finish off the week? The reason why is because he was supposed to have all of his attention given to the wife that he just married, even though it may have been a mistake how it came about. But that was the idea that Yaakov was expressing to his father-in-law, let me give her the time of Shever Brachos, and then I will go ahead and marry Rachel as well. And this is something we find in Sefer Shoftim as well. When Shimshon gets married, the Navi there describes, Shivas Yamim Ashahaya Lahem Amishta. There was some kind of 7-day period of celebration where everybody was gathering around and having a joyous and festive time together, all because Shimshon had gotten married, and that was a reason to celebrate. So the concept of Shever Brachos was definitely mentioned in a number of places, either by Yaakov Avinu, by Shimshon HaGibar when he got married, by Moshe Rabbeinu. But the question is, who formalized this to be an actual takana that everybody needs to make sure that they have Shever Brachos? So the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchas Avil. Now you'll ask, why is it in Hilchas Avil? Shouldn't be there. It should be when the Rambam talks about Hilchas Kiddushin, Hilchas Nisuin, getting married. The reason why is because we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps made two takanos at the same time. So writes the Rambam in the very first halacha, the very first perek of Hilchas Avel, Moshe tikan lahem li Yisrael, shivas yemei avelus, vishivas yemei hamishta. Says the Rambam, the reason why I'm putting it here is because Moshe Rabbeinu instituted two takanos at the same time. Number one, that when somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away, the family members should be noeg 7 days of avelus, as well as being misakin that when a couple gets married, they should have 7 days of Shever Brachos, of Shivas Yemei Amishta. The Radvaz there says, why are these two takanos put together? And the Radvaz explains very simply that Yiyu Yemei HaEvel Kimei HaSimcha. Explains the Ramban, the Radvaz, I'm sorry, that sometimes during a simcha, people lose sight of the overall perspective of life, and they're on such a high, and it's a good thing to be on a high. But says the Radvaz, at the same time, a person should scale it back a little bit. Even at the time of a simcha, you should realize that life is serious, and life is not just one big joyous celebration. Sometimes difficult things happen throughout the course of life. And therefore, the Rambam says that we should put both of these takanas together to always remind the person, the same way you have Shivas Yimei Avelus, you also have Shivas Yimei Amishta. And both of those need to be interchangeable experiences that we think about all the time. So the Rambam says that this already was from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam then writes in Hilchas Ishus, which is where the Rambam talks about the laws of Chuppah v'Kiddushin, there he says, V'chein tiknu chachamim. So there the Rambam doesn't talk about Moshe Rabbeinu anymore, but he says that the chachamim were misakin. So this is a problem. It seems the Rambam is not really clear who is the one who decided we should have Shivas Yemei Amishta, who decided we should have Shever Brachos. The Rambam there says that the idea is, yes, sas v'sameach ima Shivas Hayamim, for 7 days he should make sure to celebrate and give all of his attention. The point of Shever Brachos is that they should give all of their attention to one another. Eino osik b'malachto, he doesn't go and do his regular work that he would do, he is supposed to take off of work, of business, v'lo nosei v'nosein bashuk, He doesn't go roaming around doing whatever errands he has to do. Ela ochel v'shosev v'sameach. He's supposed to give a 7-day period of focusing his attention on being the sameach. And the important words here are, for our discussion, ochel v'shosev v'sameach, which obviously is going to be an important line for Asar B'Teves. What do you do when Asar B'Teves falls out in the middle of Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, and I have an obligation to be ochel v'shosev v'sameach? I'm supposed to be celebrating. What do I do? So the Rambam writes, by the way, it doesn't only mean somebody who's getting married for the first time. Even if somebody's on a second marriage, you have a chiyuv to be mesameach. And this is what the Tarkanas Chacham was all about. Interestingly, the Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash, says he's not really sure where this came from. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I've heard, is perhaps responsible for this, but says the Ramban, maybe that just means that nechbadei ha'umos, maybe it means this is what aristocratic people used to do, that if you were wealthy enough to sit around for a week and be mesameach with your wife, so that's what you did. But most regular people, says the Ramban, maybe they didn't do it. So he says, I'm not really sure where this whole idea comes from, but the Ramban agrees that obviously this is something that has become widespread practice all over the world, and this is what we do. We have Shever Bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch in Evin HaEzer, when he talks about the week of Shever Bracha, says, Hanose Besula, somebody who marries a woman who's getting married for the first time, Tzarach Lismach Ima Zayin Yamin. He has to be Mesameacher, you would say, for her whole life, but at the bare minimum, for 7 days of Shever Brachas. Shelo Yasu Malacha Velo Yisa V'yitem Bashuk. He should not go out and do his regular work, and he should not be busy with other things. Ela Ochel V'shose V'sameach Ima. Like the Rambam said, one of the most important characteristics of what Shever Brachas is meant to be is Ochel V'shose V'sameach Ima. How do Jews rejoice? We eat food. We drink wine. That's what we do. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rambam, says that's what a husband and wife should be busy with during the week of Shever Brachas. The problem now becomes, what do you do in a situation like ours? So Rabbi Avadia has a very beautiful tshuva where he discusses this issue, and he writes, Nishalti, bidin chasen shebetoch shivas yemei amishta shalo, chal echan mishala shatzomos. The Rabbi Avadia specifically writes that what happens if you have one of the three taniyos that fall during the week of Shever Brachas, for example, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, or Shiva Asar B'Tamas. He obviously leaves out Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is expected to be on a higher level than everything else, because Yom Shehuchpulu Bo Tzaras LeYisrael, we had many, many problems on Tisha B'Av, so Tisha B'Av is always considered to be in a category, in a league of its own. But when we're talking about Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tamas, all of those are in commemoration of the Churban, and all of those seem to have the same level. They're all takanos midirabbanan. So the question is, im chayiv lehisanos ulahashlim, does a chasen and kala have to fast during this period of Shever Brachas? Or do you say, mikivan shehu yamtiv shalo, since for me it is considered to be a yamtiv, maybe I should say, patami lehisanos, maybe I should say that person should not have to fast, because after all, for me it's a yamtiv. I don't care that the rest of the Jewish world is considering it to be a yom evel. For me personally, it happens to be a very exciting day. So the truth is, this is not a question that Rabbi Avadia invented, and it's not a shaila that's been asked only today. This is a question that goes all the way back to the days of the Rishonim. And the Ritva addresses the issue. In his Chidushim, in Maseches Tainis, the Ritva writes the following. Chasen shechal echad me'arba hatzomas besoch yimei simchas libo. You'll notice here, the Ritva writes, any of the four taniyos, whether it's Tisha B'Av or any of the other three, he says, all of them are midirabbanan. So all of them really should be discussed in one conversation. So he says, interestingly, mistaverly, the Ritva says, I don't have a proof, but it would seem to me, shehu chayiv lehisanos. It would seem to me that a chasen and kala in the middle of Shever Brachos have an obligation to fast. How so? Says the Ritva, I have two reasons. Second reason is very simple, so we'll do that first. The second reason, he says, tibi yachid mikra male diber akasav. You're getting married. So you went to a chasana ever in your life? Yes. What do we do under the chuppah? We make mention of the churban. And we say what? Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Im lo ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. Says the Ritva, is there a better way for you to observe that pasuk? Not by standing under the chuppah and breaking a glass and nobody understands what's going on. Is there a greater way for you to express the fact, Im lo ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, then in the middle of your Shever Brachas, at the height of your Simcha, you're going to take a break, because today is a day of commemoration for Yerushalayim. That's what we all say, that's what we believe in. So says the Ritva, you got to actually do it. Don't just believe it, you have to do it. And therefore, the Ritva says, it would seem to me, based on that pasuk, im lo ales Yerushalayim aros simchasi, that it would make sense for a chasen and kala in the middle of Sheva Brachos to make sure that they observe any of the dalet taniyos that fall out that week, because we all have that obligation to remember Yerushalayim even at the most exciting periods of our lives. That's reason number two that he gives, seems very straightforward. Reason number one, he says, is based on a Gemara Maseches Ksubos. De'af agav d'imei regel v'simcha shalohem. Even though you are correct when you say that today happens to be a day of celebration for me because it's my Sheva Brachos, ve'ein avelus chadasha chala b'hem. What does he mean? What he means by that is a reference to the Gemara Maseches Ksubos Daf Dalet, where the Gemara says what happens if a chasen or kala in the middle of Sheva Brachos suffer the devastating loss of a parent. What do we do? What are they supposed to do? So the Gemara assumes there that if a death happens in the middle of Sheva Brachos, you don't start the Avelos until after the Sheva Brachos is completed. We wait. Why? Because I already had a Yom Tif going on before the Avelos started. And therefore we assume that that will be out of the way. And he says, even though we find that normally we would push off a Shiva until after the Sheva Brachos is over, ve'ein simcha ela ba'achila v'shtia k'dam rina gabi regalim gabi purim, mikamakom kibin sheregel shalo regel yachid midrabanan. Yes, you're right. If a chasen or kala rachmana litzlan in the middle of Sheva Brachos lose a parent, we would say push off the Shiva till after the Sheva Brachos. But here, says the Ritva, since you have a conflict of the Simcha, the Sheva Brachos, versus the Avelus of Asar B'Teves, what should I have said? I should have said Asar B'Teves goes by the wayside, but yet he says here, there's another factor to keep in mind, and that is, my Yom Simcha is a personal Yom Simcha. That's my own Yom Tif. It's not relevant to anyone else in the community. The Asar B'Teves commemoration is Avelus de Rabim. This is the whole Jewish world is mourning today. The whole Jewish world is commemorating Yerushalayim. How could I ignore an Avelus de Rabim and say that I'm going to overlook it just because I have a personal reason to be Mesameach? How inappropriate is that? And therefore, says the Ritva, absolutely not. A Chasen and Kala must overlook the Sheva Brachos in order to observe the public Avelus, which we refer to as an Avelus de Rabim. That is what the Ritva says. And this is quoted the halacha in the Mishnah Brura and the Shaar HaTzion. They all write that it would make the most sense for a chasen and kala in the middle of Sheva Brachos to observe the Yemei Evel. It happens to be the Vilna Gaon disagrees. And the Vilna Gaon says, nope, since all of these are only midrabanan, and the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah, Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu E Misanim, we don't have enough time to get into it, but the nature of these tzomos today is very different than it was in the times of the Bayis Sheni. Therefore, we assume that, writes the Vilna Gaon, we have room to be mekel, and we should say that a chasen and kala should not fast. That is not the accepted opinion. We assume, like the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun, that a chasen and kala, even in the middle of Sheva Brachos, have to fast on Asara B'Teves because of what the Ritva says. That Asi, Avelus de Rabim, when you have an Avelus that is the entire Jewish world, they can't just ignore it. Even though it happens to be a personal Yom Simcha for them, that is not strong enough to overcome the Avelus of the Rabbim. The Gemara says in Moed Katan Daf Yudalid that an Avel, in the opposite direction, an Avel who has a parent passes away on Yom Tif. So what's the halacha? We already started observing Yom Tif. So the halacha is Avel Eino Noeg Avelusa Beregel. The halacha is that we overlook his status of Avelus during the Yom Tif. Why? Because it says V'samachta B'chagecha. And then the Gemara says, what happens if there's an Avelus in the middle of what happens if the Avelus already started before Yom Tif? So V'samachta B'chagecha didn't come yet. So there the Gemara says, no. Asi Esei D'Rabim V'dachi Esei D'Yachad. This is the argument in the opposite direction. That there, since the whole Jewish world is celebrating V'samachta B'chagecha, and you happen to have a personal reason why you should be mourning because you suffered a personal loss in your own family, says the Gemara, that's not strong enough to overcome the Simcha of the whole Jewish world. And therefore the Gemara says, Asi Esei D'Rabim of Simchas Yom Tif, and it will overpower the Esei D'Yachid of your own problem that you have in your own family. This is why the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Reish Tzadivav in Hilchos Purim, what is the halacha if you have somebody who unfortunately could be in Aninus on Purim? A very unfortunate circumstance where you have a mace who passes away on Purim itself. And we know that an onain before the kvura is not allowed to eat basar v'yayin. But on Purim, you're supposed to eat basar v'yayin to be mesameach. So what is the halacha? Writes the Shulchan Aruch that an onain is allowed to eat basar v'yayin on Purim, he's an aninus, and an onin is never allowed to eat basar v'yayin. The answer is, since Purim is esei derabim, since Purim is a day where everybody celebrates together across the Jewish community, therefore that is stronger than the personal aninus that this person happens to be going through, and therefore we assume that that is the determining factor when it comes to a conflict of this kind of nature. So that is the halacha with regard to a chasen and kala on asara b'tevis, a very important shaila that happens all the time. And because we had a lot of simchas this week, that's why I discussed it. But we should all be able to be mesameach, and we shouldn't have the opportunity to commemorate these Yimei Evel. We should have many, many more opportunities to only be mesameach and to celebrate your Sheva Brachas and many other simchas in our community and all around.